When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Our celebrity insider, A-Wood, here to give us a casting call.
Hey, I have a casting that is sort of not like I normally get. It's almost too real to be true.
Okay.
So I'm looking for real minors to play students.
Okay.
Oh, real? Like coal miners?
Of course. No, like real 13 to 17 year olds.
Coal miners would be normally what you would ask for, but you're looking for young people to play young people.
Young people who like try to mine for Bitcoin and all that stuff.
Oh gosh, no.
No, we're just doing kids, y'all. Come on.
Thanks, Charlie. No, seriously, because normally when I'm asking for high schoolers, I'm still asking for like 20 year olds
that look like they're 17. Yeah.
Right, but in this casting, I really do need real minors to play real middle school students.
Minors. Yeah. Okay.
M-I-N-O-R-S.
I still haven't, wow. We're 10 minutes in.
I got you.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks. So I'm looking for 13 to 17-year-olds to play in a film called The Idea of You. The Idea of You is based on a book that basically follows the story of a mom who gets roped into taking her daughter to a teen concert. Huh. And ends up meeting one of the guys in the boy band.
Ha!
And I'll just leave it at that.
I mean,
this sounds amazing. Can I be the mom?
Mama liked the concert. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
This
Mama
liked
the concert.
Judd Apatow movie, if I've ever heard
there
it.
There are stories from back in the day, like when NSYNC and Backstreet Boys were traveling. This comes directly from a record rep, where moms would come up to security and offer money to get their daughter backstage by herself and do whatever.
No, thank you.
Well, listen, this book supposedly might be connected to a little bit of Harry Styles. That might be some of the inspiration behind this book.
Does Olivia Wilde have kids that have met Harry Styles?
Does it matter since we know Olivia Wilde has met Harry Styles? But seriously, 13 to 17-year-olds, if that's you and you want to be in The Idea of You and play with your creepy mom.
Do we have any idea of any of the other stars in the movie yet so far?
Oh, yes. The mom. Anne Hathaway.
All right.
Oh, I love that.
That's an Atlanta exclusive, everybody. No one knows that yet, but yes, it's going to be Anne Hathaway. She will be in Atlanta, and it's going to be good. Oh, and Gabby Union will be helping produce.
Oh, nice.
This is good. If you want to submit for this, follow me on all socials at A-Wood Radio, and I will tell you exactly how to be in for The Idea of You.
Okay. Powerball. $1.5 billion.
Ooh.
So we thought this morning, we've been doing this throughout the show, we want to find the person who's won the most amount of money.
Right.
Does it really actually happen? Sean in Oakwood.
When I turned 18, I've always had this dream to buy an entire book of scratch-off lottery tickets.
Wow.
An entire book? How much does something like that cost? Yeah.
For the $1 tickets, it's 300 of them.
Whoa.
So you bought 300 scratchers, and how much did you win?
I came out with $465 in total.
So you made $165.
And I wasted an entire afternoon doing it.
In your hands. You got
next time, you got to go Willy Wonka on this and hire a bunch of squirrels to scratch those tickets. Think about this. If you just buy out, if you had the capital to get this rolling, and every stack of scratchers was guaranteed to come out more than, and
I
you
mean,
have young
that's
children.
That's a lot
that
of
don't,
work.
Somebody's probably already figured that out.
So that's, she basically came out
165.
Like,
yeah.
Right. I've got 200 a slot machine outside of P.F. Chang's in Vegas.
Okay. We're
that you didn't give back? You didn't?
No,
lose it?
I stopped.
Oh, good for
I
you.
Stopped.
200 and, let's see, Tiffany and Grayson?
5,000.
Okay.
5,000. Nice.
Doing what?
Playing the Powerball, and I was one number away from winning $77
million.
Oh, my. Wait a second.
Oh, my God.
You're one number away, and you get 5,000 bucks? This is what I'm talking about.
It was 20 years ago.
What difference does that make?
That's all it paid back then. is.
So you were missing the Powerball was the number you were missing?
No, I had four of the other numbers and the Powerball.
And you only got $5,000?
Yep. That's it.
You guys are all looking around like this is like crazy. You don't understand this. It's the lottery. Like you're designed to lose.
I know. I played 10 sets of numbers, 60 numbers in all, and hit one number across all of those picks.
Mm-hmm.
So to get four numbers and the Powerball, I think she should get at least $2 million. Kara, if she were here, would say, yeah, but the money goes to the Hope Scholarship.
It does.
Powerball money goes to the Hope Scholarship.
The fun.
I think just we'll go with that. State lottery.
Yeah.
It helps feed the needy. 404-741-0985 if you want a bunch of money. We're talking about Powerball, $1.5 billion.
And so nice.
You do say it's nice. Everyone's like, oh, I would win that money. I would do X, Y, and Z. The reality is, no, you're not responsible enough to win that money. The majority of us can barely go to the grocery store without a problem.
No, that let me try. Let me give you the money and let me show you. Let me show you I can
do
it.
You know deep down inside, no one's responsible enough with that kind of money.
That money is so much money that you can be irresponsible and still have money left over.
And your grandkids will still have money.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let me prove it to you.
Drexus is looking. He wants us to hire him as our money manager.
Well, if you were smart,
you will not hear from me, dude. I will not even pay that. No,
the same
it'll
thing.
Be that.
Everybody in my phone contacts list. If I win, new phone.
New phone. Who dis?
Who dis? All right, Kathleen and Tequila. We're looking for the person who's actually won the most amount of money.
$10,000.
Whoa.
$10,000.
Ding, ding, ding.
How?
A radio station contest.
Was it a local radio station contest?
Absolutely.
All right, we're not going to say the name of that.
What does it tell you that some radio station in town gave this woman $10,000 and she's still listening to B98.5?
Absolutely.
Aww.
They can't even pay you to listen to that station. Appreciate the call, Kathleen. William in Lilburn.
Yes, sir.
How much money did you win?
I won $10,000 on B98.5 back in 1987. I was a senior in high school. I was 18 years old, and I was like, they go, what's wrong with you? And I go, man, I just won $10,000 on the radio this morning.
What does an 18-year-old do with $10,000?
You know, a couple trips to Vegas and everything, that's probably changed a little bit.
So.
Grand opening. Grand closing.
Yes, sir.
All right, sit tight. This is getting real here. We've got Donna in Atlanta on hold. I'm not going to tell you what the number is, but she loves her son very, very.
Okay.
Oh, right.
There's some commas in this number is what you're trying to say.
Several commas.
Oh, wow.
We'll talk to Donna next. B98.5. Andrea in Sandy Springs.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We're looking for the person that won the most amount of money.
So a friend of mine invited me to her kids' fancy private school charity gala.
Ooh.
Okay.
And I ended up winning the raffle for a free car.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Subaru Outback. So there was an option to take the car or the $25,000 cash payout.
Oh.
Which everyone does.
Okay.
What I did not realize is that everyone who wins and takes the cash donates it back to the school.
Oh, no.
So that must have been tough.
Well, no, it wasn't because I didn't.
Good
on ya.
Well, so your friend must not have been too happy with that who invited you.
Oh, yeah, no. It's we actually don't really talk all that much anymore. But, you know, if I ever get upset about that, I just dry my eyes with a few 20s.
Wow.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Donna in Atlanta.
My son, he won $1 million from the Georgia Cash 4 lottery.
A million dollars. Last month.
25 years old. Yes.
And offer the lump sum with that situation or do they just?
The lump sum.
Okay, so what was the lump sum then?
The lump sum was $750,000.
Oh my gosh, we got $750,000.
$750,000 after taxes? That's amazing.
Yes.
What's he going to do with that money? What's the first thing he bought?
Well,
He pays all my bills.
He better pay off your house.
That's right. Take care of mama first.
Yes, and by the way, before we go, you're my favorite. You guys are awesome.
You're our favorite. We love you.
Are we your son's favorite is the question.
Yes. Can we be your son's favorite?
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today, high of 75, 57 to Midtown. Dogs host in Tennessee tomorrow at 3:30. Falcons host the Chargers Sunday at 1. Powerball is at $1.5 billion. That's for tomorrow's drawing. And Charlie filling in for Kara. What's going on?
You already know, like, a ton of shows and movies are shot right here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. But a story broke yesterday that a popular Netflix star is now calling Atlanta his home, and it's not for a good reason. That story is coming up. But first, in a perfect world, we will be celebrating a dog's win this weekend with an extra hour of sleep.
If I could turn back time.
You gotta play it. When you go to bed Saturday night, your phone will automatically fall back an hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday if it is on that set automatically thing. So if you do have to have that on there. Now, there has been a lot of talk about ending daylight savings time. And earlier this year, the Senate unanimously passed legislation known as the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight savings time permanent and effectively eliminate the seasonal changing of the clock every fall. But the measure still needs to pass the House and be signed by President Joe Biden before it's fully approved, and it's pretty much just sitting there.
What have they been doing? Let's get our priorities in order. Yeah.
It is election time right now, so they're a little busy.
I'm telling you, get that done, and you got my vote.
For sure. Oh, man, time change with kids, too. It's the worst. Yeah. Bumper-to-bumper traffic and sky-high housing prices, it really hasn't stopped hundreds of thousands of people moving to Georgia every year, and now we have a Netflix star that is calling the Peach State home, but not by choice. Talking about reality star Joe Exotic, known in the Netflix documentary series Tiger King, he is now serving his more than 2-decade prison sentence at the Atlanta Federal Penitentiary.
Sure. He got transferred here, apparently?
Yes, okay. And he didn't have anything nice to say about his accommodations. I'm still not sure how he's posting on Instagram, but he did say, "I have officially landed at the bottom of hell here at the federal prison in Atlanta." He says Senator Ossoff, Warnock, and Walker are all lying to the voters of Georgia because the animals at the Atlanta Zoo are living better than your loved ones here. It's actually Zoo Atlanta, but I'm not going to be nitpicking.
How kind of ironic that he's talking about Atlanta's animals being treated better than humans, yet he was documented by not treating animals well.
Yeah, if that's the case, why not move him into the tiger enclosure at the
all
zoo?
All for it.
Do it.
Perfect.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Kara's still out on maternity leave, so I'll be answering the questions with Jordan in Lawrenceville. What's the big plan this weekend, Jordan?
Not a whole lot. My work is having a fall festival for our kiddos, so going to be attending that, but that's about it.
Worst fun. Yay. All right, hey, let's kick Tad out of the studio, Jordan.
Awesome. See you, Tad.
See you in a minute.
Jordan, this is how this goes. We kick Tad out of the studio, ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions, then we welcome Tad back in, ask him the same exact questions. If you get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his own money. Jordan in Lawrenceville, you're ready for question 1.
I am ready.
And it's in Matthew Perry's new book, he said his favorite guest star was Sean Penn. What show did Matthew star as Chandler?
Friends.
Question 2. The stars of Yellowstone say season 5 will feature some, quote, heavy stuff. The majority of Yellowstone National Park is located in what state?
Oh, gosh. I think Wyoming.
Question 3. The average ticket price for the UGA-Tennessee game on Saturday, $1,400. That game is being played between the blanks.
The Bulldogs and the Volunteers.
They say it's being played between the...
Hedges.
It's a plant there. I guess both answers were technically right. All right, question 4. If you have the Roku channel, you're going to be able to watch the Weird Al Yankovic movie starting today. What polka instrument is Weird Al known for playing?
Oh, my goodness.
banjo? I don't know.
Question number five. Apparently, Elon Musk, who now owns Twitter, and Johnny Depp are friends because Johnny's ex-wife's Twitter page was mysteriously deactivated yesterday.
Ooh, I love petty.
What's Johnny's ex's name?
Amber Heard.
All right. Going to bring Tad in.
Not bad. Not bad.
We're tough questions on a Friday.
Smitty's, yeah.
And the only way you're going to beat Tad, because he's getting better, is by answering the tough questions right. So we'll see what happens. Tad's back in the studio. Are you ready for the same questions?
What just happened there?
All right. Question number one. In Matthew Perry's new book, he said his favorite guest star of all time was Sean Penn. What show did Matthew play Chandler Bing?
Friends.
That's correct. That's what Jordan said. 1-1.
Question two. The stars of Yellowstone say season 5 is going to feature some pretty heavy stuff. The majority of Yellowstone National Park is located in what state?
It's either Montana or Wyoming.
Pick one.
I'll go Montana.
Yes, that is correct.
Really?
Jordan said Wyoming. Woo! All right. 2-1.
All right. Question number three. The game between UGA and Tennessee is actually being played between the blanks.
The hedges.
That's what Jordan said. 3-2.
Question number four. What polka instrument is Weird Al Yankovic known for playing?
The accordion.
Correct. I like Jordan's answer of banjo.
Yeah.
All right. 4-2.
All right. Question number five. What is Johnny Depp's ex-wife's name? The one that
sued him?
Yeah.
Amber Heard.
Yes. Jordan got that right.
All right. But a final score.
All right. 5-3.
Oh, Jordan Lawrenceville, are you smarter than Tad?
Not today.
Oh, what just happened? No cash, but we do have a consolation prize for you.
Yes, you got a pair of tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Gas South Arena December 11th.
So cool. Thank you, guys.
Have a great time at the Fall Festival this weekend.
Thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. Why don't you go sign up right now? Just go to TadDrexandKara.com.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
John, even when you help out around the house, you still somehow end up in trouble.
She's always complaining that I don't help out around the house that much, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So this year, I thought I'd earn a couple, you know, extra brownie points by taking down the Halloween decorations. And then we go pretty crazy. So
you wanted to show her that you're a new man, that you've turned a new leaf.
We've got a ton of stuff, all kinds of like gravestones, spider webs. We go pretty crazy.
Geez.
So I thought she'd be super, super stoked about it. And I was wrong. She was so upset with me. It was kind of bananas. So upset that she's actually staying at her sister's house now for like the last couple of nights. So
over Halloween.
I don't know what I don't. I just need your help. I just need her to get back home.
Do you have kids? Has she left you with the children?
Yeah.
Surely she didn't go to her sister's house because she was mad at you cleaning up Halloween decorations. There's no way.
That's the only reason I can think of.
If her main complaint about you, John, is that you never take initiative, then she can't be that angry when you show her that you're trying to change and take initiative. So we're going to call her next, find out what's going on, see if we can get her to forgive you and also get her to come back home.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Sit well. Wait until we talk to her before you thank us.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
We have a big mystery to solve. John said that his wife always complains that he never takes initiative. He never does anything around the house. So he decided, I'm going to take initiative, take the Halloween decorations down. And for some reason, his wife, Angie, is so mad at him now that she's gone and stayed at her sister's for the past several days. John, sit tight. We're going to talk to your wife, Angie. She doesn't know you're on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, is this Angie?
It is.
Hey, it's Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're doing well. We just wanted to ask you about your Halloween decorations. I guess you do a big spread every year?
Yeah. It took me almost 2 weeks to get everything into place, but oh my goodness, it was so worth it. All the neighbors were raving about how cool the house looked.
It took you 2 weeks to put up this display, and your husband decides to take it down by himself? It couldn't have been easy.
Well, not everything was supposed to come down. Like the scary stuff, yes, but I keep the autumnal theme going after Thanksgiving, you know?
Excuse me, the autumnal theme?
Is that what she said?
Yeah. You know, like all the cute stuff that screams fall, like gourds and corn husks and hay bales. all that kind of stuff. It's supposed to stay up until I do the full Christmas switchover.
So you have a plan, and your husband violated that plan because he couldn't decipher between a gourd, something that's autumnal, and a Halloween decoration.
I got to write this down. There is a difference between Halloween and autumnal.
Am I saying that word right? Everybody knows that. I think if your husband took this down without checking with you, that he should be the one to put it back up, or at least, you know, you could direct him. This should not be tearing you guys apart.
I can't just redo it. Don't throw it all away. Hundreds of dollars of decorations. Gone. So I'm still serious about it.
He threw it all away?
Mm-hmm. In the trash.
Now might be a good time to let you know that John is on the phone with us.
Oh,
this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And John called us because he didn't know what he did wrong. You just took off for your sisters. You're so mad about this.
Hundreds of dollars of decoration, John. Just gone.
I just thought it was all garbage. I had no idea there was a difference between autumnal decor and Halloween decorations. I'm just trying to help.
They didn't have to be thrown out, John. The decorative gourds, my grandmother passed those down to me, and you just threw them out in the woods like garbage.
I had no idea.
So the decorative gourds weren't even real plants?
No, they're decorative. If it didn't come from my grandma, it came from Pier 1, and they're not even in business anymore.
Pier 1? Those must have been expensive.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I'm super sorry. I don't know how to make it up to you. What can I do?
Well, Pike Nursery is just a block away from our house.
Okay, sure. If that's what it takes.
Yeah, please.
Sounds like somebody's got a honey-do list set up for the weekend.
More autumnal decor? Oh, my God.
Fewer skeletons and more autumn.
Can we just replace the word autumnal decor with Grandma's gourds?
Angie, this is a feature on our show, as I mentioned, called Forgive and Forget. This is obviously a mistake. So do you think you can forgive him? Maybe go back to the house. You guys can work this out together.
As long as he comes back with some very similar gourds to Grandma's gourds, yes.
John, how closely did you pay attention to Grandma's gourds when she was living?
I was not paying that much attention to Grandma's gourds.
Grandma's gourds sounds like the band that opens up for Green Day.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.